I'm so grateful for every movement I've had to dance with you today. Today was amazing, and so let me confess something. Mifanya yoga, alafu vik venye you, yeah. Let me tell you something. Okay, nilikuwa na feel ego yangu ikiwa tested kiasi. You know, the ego can be very unhealthy at times, no? So, like, in a kombi, unajua kitu, like, you know that, you know? But you don't need to learn anything new more. But when you, like, start learning things from zero, it changes the whole picture. Because, like, unaanzanga kuelewa kitu yenye ulikuwa unajua. sasa inakuwa better. It's like you've added, so like I'm so grateful because I've mastered some things that will help me. Yeah.
Especially me, the dance, it's the dance for me.
Yeah.
Ingine ku stretch. Hey.
Lakini
the dances and
you are enjoying them. You look like you are enjoying them. So yeah, I really enjoyed those. They've made my rising, and so what I'm grateful for is this rising. It was magical.
Maybe you are called. You know, she woke me up. Hey, the promise calls us light. Tat. 6:30. So I'm like, okay, this is amazing. Kwenda ku receive akauliza, do you know watu ukimbia asubuhi? Ati tupate kama nishapiga laps. I'm like, wow.
So yeah, I told you when I plan something, I'm this kind of a person who anticipates it.
That was
like
amazing.
I'm always anticipating that thing, so nitakuwa like, yo, mnakumbuka.
Mnakumbuka.
She's been calling, but niliambia Vicky pia hadi nimemsurprise. Alikuwa amesema jana atakuja at 7:30.
Yeah, I think tulikuwa tumesema 7:30, but then I was like, let's do it at 6, you know, let's do something early so that we can catch the sun as it's
last John nilikuwa nakimbia nikitamia tu. Habari
zetu.
So nilikuwa na maji with my phone, my earphones na tracksuit. I was feeling so amazing, so full of life.
The idea ilikuwa
poa.
Mimi ni mama.
Hata mimi macho.
Unaweza do this often. Hadi ulinipa idea, like hadi unaweza chagua unachukua tu asemu.
Yeah, morning. Sure. It's a good idea because you share vibrations. Morning yako inaanza at a high vibe, na share ideas, laughters, moments. Like, okay, on your day, hata mtu akikujamisha na kumkatu venya asubuhi yako ilikuwa. And then you're like, ah, no bad
this
vibe.
This place, oh my God, this is amazing. It's so cool, relaxing.
Yeah, I know.
Alafu hizi ni pine, si ndio?
Yeah, they're pine.
Then my blighted forest.
They are luxurious. So to like really talk about gratitude, I feel like gratitude is one thing that is usually very less appreciated, but it's something that we should do more often than we think. Because like everything you get, nobody is entitled to anything, you know, nobody owes you anything. So when you get those things, the little things matter, you know. So I feel like gratitude today, we should like say random things we're grateful
maybe
about.
I have so many kwanza size, should I say one? As in, fuck this nigga has been serving for me.
Yeah.
I'm 50. I love plus. Ever since you can do the bogey and stuff,
yeah.
I involved so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
They've really helped me. Wamekuwa wakinye control from them.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't love good things? Like, you know, that's life here.
Oh my gosh.
Ni like, it's been like, fuck. It's been like forever.
Yeah, I know.
But you've been so, so fucking good, awesome, and with some good addictive vibes, man. They wanna get. I love everything. You got too awesome. Nilikuwa pia na anticipate isiku.
Yeah. Hey. I'm so grateful, Maze. I'm so grateful, Maze. Nambiango kwenye 2 or 3 are gathered, the spirit is present. Sindio, like, yeah. So I believe, like, when you're a lot, then the essence of group is the presence of the spirit. Like your spirit is there, my spirit is there. So when they come into union, it's like one whole spirit communicating, and I'm always grateful when I'm having like time with people. Like me and Kitty Bamba too now, same you feel too, so
me and grateful for life.
Uh-huh.
Grateful for friendship.
Grateful for God.
Grateful for God, bado.
Yeah.
Bado is it true? What to take for granted, like waking up, kupata strength ya kukuja kama hapa, si rahisi.
Yeah.
A lot of, most people kama sahi, like, most people waliamkia, kuraukia, kwenda kusaka job, nini, kila msea kona struggles zake. Iyo tu moment tu ya kuwake up na unaweza pigana, adika itakuwa shitty day. Iyo feeling tu ya kuwake up, iyo hope. Seme tu hope. Iyo hope ya better future nye tu to drive sisi wote. Iyo tu bado ndio pia ku grateful for.
Yeah, sure.
It's a new year and inahitaji some good vibes and amazing vibes.
Man, at a family is like being present in the moment. like when you're present in the moment, you realize the little things and you're like grateful for them.
Matter.
Like Saijua in a shine on my face, and I'm like, whoa,
no worries.
Or that even a
feeling amazing.
Big ones are in and hit kabisa.
Yes, you know,
way, it's making
we
so
are being sun kissed.
Oh my gosh, it's kissing me like literally. So plus this is something to be grateful. Yeah, you know nature has music for those who listen. So when you're in nature, you just have free music. It's just singing to you, and you, if you listen carefully, it teaches you a lot. So this is just
you're such a therapist.
Oh my gosh, I think I should have done that, because I feel
so good.
I feel good listening to people. Even though that's the one thing that is usually being tested in me. How good can you listen? You know, the things that... How good can you listen? No, most people don't actually take the time to listen because we want to react, to say something about the thing, you know. But, like, when you just
take
keep quiet and you're like, okay.
Listening.
Or when you pause and you want to learn something from zero, it takes a lot of just dropping your ego. Like, isn't it what you're saying? Usahau ujui kitu, ujifanye tu like nika umeenda kama student unataka kulearn.
Una let go ya kila kitu.
Una let go, una
kwa
surrender.
You
surrender, manze. It's not easy, manze. So me, I'm usually grateful when I can be aware of these things. Like when I can see my ego playing. And you know, I'm like, hey, this I can see. When you're aware, now you can control it. And you're like, hey, you talk to yourself and you're like, hey, you need to learn. You need to pause, stop making a lot of noise and just listen. Yeah.
Self time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think when you have your self time, you heal.
Sure, that's the essence.
Kuna kaina thing yenye awezi hiyo kwa noises and stuff, but ukikuwa solo, you communicate with the spirit, and there's that vibration, and it's
unajisikiza,
una
nito kamkutan,
una feel, una feel the inner you speaking out, unaona. Mimi najipatanga tena tuna negotiate.
and that's why like watu wengi wagopa kuwa on their own. Like, mtu anataka tu kuenda kukua na wasi wengi. Juu, like, kila mtu anataka. Yes, kila mtu anajua anafaa kae.
Wako afraid of their thoughts.
Lakini sasa kila mtu ako tu like, sasa nitaenda nikae alafu ile story come up kwa kichwa and I'll have to think about it, you know. But it's important actually to sit with your demons. Miazitanga demons. Okay, tu nazo and you like learn to tame them. Unazisikiza tu na unaziambia like, iko okay, nawasikia. Sasa ukisha wasikiza now you're in control.
The bad side. Lazima
tu manze. Everyone has that and it's just the human nature. Like we're just like that. Like kila mtu akona hiyo part.
I think ADCC not who ignore easy vitu juu. The body can't work against itself. No, na time ya kuambia inataka ku shut down.
Yeah.
It restarts na ku restart ni you are in your lows. And you don't want to talk to anyone, you don't want to do anything. But in a combined way to Leah, you go through this. Recollect. Once we charge, don't come back to Mariolikwate. Now don't do such stupid thing. Fanyama, try to work on such thing.
Sure. It's always forgiving, by the way, as long as you're gentle with yourself. Like, yourself, your nature is always forgiving. Even yet, tunapenda ku hold on to the past, shame, guilt. It's always resorted, but if you allow yourself to just accept na kujiforgive, manze, mino nanga tu life yukua easier, like...
Accept and forgive.
Accept and forgive. Nani over and over and over. It shouldn't just, like, happen once, alafu the next time you beat yourself, you know.
Kuna mistakes unakuta tu ni repetitive, but ni ka nature, but
ni natural, but
nature yako
exactly ni natural.
Yes,
but
unajua ni mbaya, but unaona,
yeah, you know, it just happened, but you just yourself. Forgive yourself and you try to be better, you know. You try
imenituma mbali.
I know,
I've remembered something.
Yeah,
you know, they're not so easy.
It's not.
Especially when someone close to your heart and probably a soulmate or something, betrays the fact that alikuwa soulmate, and it's not so good, so easy ku forgive and accept. But ukisha accept and forgive, na ulearn, grow by it.
You become a better person, manze.
When do we win at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, as in utakuwa free, but when you like carry a lot of things in your back, it doesn't really help you out. It
drags you down.
Man.
True.
So, I feel like I'm so grateful that I can be in this moment now. And being in this moment now, I mean, like, I'm not thinking about the past.
Mm.
You know, I'm trying to forget so much about the past. And I'm not really thinking about the next minute, next second. I'm just in the now because that's all I have. Like, that's so... The rest are just expectations of me being in the next moment. And the other one is just me memorizing the last moment. So I'm like, I'm grateful when I can be present. Because kuna human nature ngini na kuaga like ya kukua like anticipating. Kesho nitafanya nini. Like kesho nitaenda kufanya sijui nini. Na kama kuna hiyo kesho.
That's so deep.
Sindio. What if there's not that tomorrow? So it's only now that you have, like, it's only now. The rest are just illusions. 2020,
last year, 2021,
mm-hmm.
I think I lived now. Like, I was living for the moment. And it was amazing, breathtaking. Ah.
And that's why you're still in good vibes.
Mm.
You should also adapt that even now, because it's a good way of life. You don't get disappointed easily because you have expectations.
Plus,
you know,
expectations zinaweza
kufanya
na pia unapata acceptance na forgiveness inaingia juu unasahau past haraka, unasema sini nini like isha pita like
hakuna una baggage,
na saa hii inakudeny hiyo moment ya now. Ukianza kufikiria, so uko like acha tu niachilie tu, you know.
True.
And it's amazing
living
for the moment.
It's usually amazing because you get yourself, I have this, there's been this vibe that has been going now as Earth is evolving, yeah? And you find that there's mass consciousness that is being regained among us people, that adi uki connect na stranger, fulani, kuna iyo, akuna strangeness in it. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, una appreciate umse kama wewe, unamuona through you. Mm-hmm. Like, umse ni mimi. So, adi akuna strangeness. So, when you're just, like, you're getting people are vibing more. And you know what will happen if we continue developing this culture? People will stop plotting against each other because trust is all that it takes. Because kitu yenye imetuharibu ni ile human instinct ya fear na ile wildness yetu. Our true nature ni kuwa wild. Like, ukiona huyu unaona kama anakuplotia, unaona ni kama anafikiria, but when there's that oneness, like, hiyo yote inadisa. Awezi fanyia best yako kitu yenye wewe uwezi taka kufanyiwa. So, we are developing that and it's going to be a good time, but with time, manze.
I wanna marry you. I wanna marry you.
Uko mbraini vizuri. Like, unajua, I think what people are looking for right now is that natural, true vibe. As not even people, mimi as a person. Mimi like, kama honey pay vibes. Poa,
natural, you're not yourself, you know.
As in, unajua unaweza maenda mahali unafeel, ay, apa energy zetu ziko azimaji adi kidogo.
Yes.
But kuna place unanga unabonga na mse siku moja, some hours you're like, fuck, tumiongea sivu tunajuana for like a whole fucking lifetime. Then this perfect stranger, nilikuwa nasoma novel fulani, inasema hakuna perfect stranger. Like, hizo ma coincidences, hizo shit. They don't exist.
Hakuna. By this, so I'm like, yo, you guys, like, you know, when I'm always challenging myself. Like, I'm finishing. Actually, today I'm so grateful. I finished my, I was challenging myself, conscious jogging. That is where you like consciously jog as you breathe. And I was not to carry my phone. Today was the only day I carried my phone. Doni wabongeshe, njiwe kwenye mko. And it was a good challenge, maze. And the one thing that I realized is technology denies us the present moment. Like, me personally, mi ni ule msi nataka picha, nikiona moment fulani, I want a picture, and I've realized
the thing that
really makes us take those pictures is because we are hoping that this moment we're having is all we have.
True.
But when you realize there's so much more to create and to see, you know, you just let go of the need to hold on to the past.
Wow.
So you just like in the now moment, like you just want to see all there is right now. Oh my gosh, the sun is so beautiful. Oh my gosh, you walk past it and then you go and then you find some other beautiful trees and now you find something else. And it was a nice experience, Manzi, especially the breathing. I realized the prana, I need to a prana work. It's the life force that lives within you. You know, breathing, when you're dying, the one that people say you're not alive is because you're not breathing. Yeah. So the prana is very important. So when you challenge your life force to actually do it, in 2019, by the way, I told you, I almost died and I'm grateful I survived.
Mm.
And the one thing that was happening, I was losing my breath. I just started losing my breath. And in those moments when I was losing my breath, Manze, I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening, man? I'm losing my breath. And all my life, I think that is when now everything shattered. And it was like, Sly, you had not been living. You had just been watching life and not living it. So now when I was done, I was just telling, like, I just want to have one chance to live. And I wanna breathe so hard, you know. I wanna breathe so hard. I wanna breathe consciously. Achana na ituna breathing here. That is not conscious. Conscious is where now you breathe through your nose and through your mouth, and there's the drag round breath where now you breathe through your nose and you take it to the mouth and back to the nose, and that's when now you feel alive. That's when now you start to feel alive. You know. And you can actually do it even in your day-to-day life. You just seated, you're just anxious, or you're feeling mad, angry. Just breathe. Breathe. I tell my friends that. Actually, breathe. Just breathe. And you'll find that things come easily. Like, a solution just comes easily. How you would have reacted, you won't react that way. You'll just be less, you know, you'll be calm and still. So I'm grateful that challenge came to pass. And I was like, it was a nice one, and today I wanted to do it with you guys. Nilikuwa nataka tufanyike cardio, to sweat, to feel fitty.
We've done
to feel fitty, we feel nice, and we share this moment. So another challenge I want to challenge myself is spreading love.
Mie bukwala nilale hapa chini. Tukiongea, tuongeleka na hii sunlight inanigonga uso.
Mm-hmm. So
you want to spread love?
Yeah, I want to challenge myself. Those were like 14 days. Now I want to challenge myself 10 days of telling people I love them.
Would tell me you love me?
I love you so much. I am not scared to say that. I love you too big. Like, that's not something I'm scared to say, man. I just feel like people find the ego lies to us that I saying I love you is very like hierarchy. Emotion
ni weakness.
Yeah, you know, that's what we have been conditioned to think, but it's emotion, our superpower.
Yeah.
Ebu, imagine how you felt after I've told you I love you. You felt nice. And I have also felt nice saying it. So, I mean, we both sharing a mutual relationship.
But you know, pia, kuna hii norm nowadays imekuwa like bad things inakuwa no, for example, cheating and stuff. You know, naweza kuja nikwambia Sly I love you, but I just mean, you know, like I'm just saying for the sake of it.
Let's first say this: love is in many forms, sindio? Kuna romantic, kuna nini, kuna hii yenye si romantic, the friendly kind of love, you know, non intimate, you know. And still, like, you could love your friend, you could love your sibling, you know, and you could love your lover, you know. So I feel like love ina come to na design mingi, manze. Unaweza kuwa tunaambia msee mimi manze mimi nakupenda tu venye uko, manze. And maybe hata it's not even thoughtful of your body.
I know, like na get lakini
yeah.
But unajua kuna vile, I don't know, inakuwa misused.
Misused, yeah.
Like, I'm your worst enemy, but I'm here in the name of love and stuff, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So
that's the thing. Now we are moving into a place where like love should be filled with trust. So you actually feel someone who loves you. You know, you'd actually feel by now. You'd actually feel if you keep your intuition. I feel like you'd actually feel someone who genuinely loves you. Your intuition never lies. If something is telling you there's something off about the energy of this person, there's definitely something off. And again, it's usually unconditional love. There's no condition. You're just loving. I usually say it, the job is to be the lover, not to be loved. For me, I'll say that. The job is to be the lover. You just love. And it doesn't deny you any joy because after all, you love them and you don't expect them to return it back. Love them as they are, you know, and don't expect I love you to feel good. You're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you should start by loving yourself, honey.
Of course, I've worked for, I think, the last five or four years.
Yeah.
I didn't even grow over it. I used to have a very low self-esteem some years back, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to feel some sort of inferior and non-voiced. But later on, charged. 100. I think it's been a good thing ever since, Jew.
Yeah, sure. I think like everyone should. I was reading this book. I think self work never ends. Hakuna siku utaisema uko form, sindio?
We are constantly working on ourselves.
Someone very important sent me this book, and it's called Welcome Home. And I was reading it, and it's more about building a home within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually challenged me a lot because in my relationships, I guess I was building a home in other people, or I was asking for a place to stay in their homes. Do you get?
Mm.
So when you learn to actually build a home within yourself, that book has a lot of acceptance, self-awareness. You know, you can't really love yourself if you haven't accepted who you really are.
Exactly.
So you have to be aware. This is who I am. There is that self-concept in Akwanga. My therapist, anapenda kusema hiyo ya, what other people think about you, what you think about yourself, the hidden domain, what you know about yourself that other people don't really know. So you get to understand who you really are and you accept yourself and you're like, yeah, I can this build a home. Yeah, you know, I can build a home. Like, I don't have to ask people. So only people will just be visiting homes. You know, I can welcome you into my home and you can welcome me to my home. And when I'm welcoming you, this is where I was saying now, you now know you can trust this person with your home. Because I always end up to party and say, kiyako ya nyumba. You know, you have to have that intuition. You can trust this person with your home. So I feel like that's how love in Afasai. Kwanza mtu anze tu na foundation yako.
Okay, ebu keep talking. I'm loving this. I will keep talking. Sijui nichukue kalamu na kitabu.
We were saying about the things we're so grateful about.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so grateful. I'm done with my challenges. To take challenge. And I learned a lot. And it was nice. I'm hoping to challenge myself in so many other things. Like, yeah.
Also, I'm also grateful.
I'm so grateful. Also.
How I'm progressing. Like, my life is going to be on a fit.
You're aligned.
Adi, kama, right now I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I think my life is.
In Ambiango, right, you're at the right place at the right time.
Eh?
So, divine timing to ni kitu yenye God to anajua.
No, equal aligned, not in terms of. But in terms of people who are meeting,
that's alignment, manzi. That's alignment.
You just see a bright future. Unajua, like, not to people who are meeting these days, no.
Yeah, you're meeting people who are vibrating with your
challenge, even mentally,
yeah,
physically, no.
Yeah,
I think that I'm grateful for you.
Hey, same. I'm grateful for the connections, you know, like, I couldn't have met Vic if not for you, Sam. So you meet Vic, maze. Exactly. No, no.
Na pia mimi, I wouldn't meet Vic if it wasn't through a friend, you Paolo.
Yeah. So I think that so many things to be grateful for, like the nature right now. Maze, is just
plus, nature can't connect with something that is toxic and poisonous to you. To you.
Yeah, sure.
It can.
And like, ukiona, like, sumesikia venye kwa nasema, like, ukiona wase, kama sahili, venye life yako inaenda, kuna certain type of people wako aligned mbele yako. Na hiyo ndo ulikuwa nasema before, ukisema, like, unaona ukiweza jua venye life, secrets, the life work, like, in terms of, kama umse amekuja kwa life yako jua purpose. Ukijua so wewe ukiweza tu kutulia na ujua amekuja jua purpose na yeye umwacha fulfill purpose yenye alikuwa
a fulfill.
Najua kuna watu wengi ujaribia tu
like do you know to cut you short strangely this year am I any weird or something at times when I'm like meditating or some kuwaza ite munawaza like you alone and feeling your friends like I build home for my friends now by a guy like I do so many things for my friends zenye if only zenye siwezi waambia but I love friends I love my friends vibaya sana adi naona like wa okay for example leo ni birthday yake I can't do something major for them but nimeifanya mali kwingine unaona in your world ushaifanya ni vile you can't manage to naambianga Viki nyumba yenye iko huko juu hezi leta chini unaona unatumia that eye so hizo siko that die so before like ufike waambie unajua like Slime and you my best friend and I love you so very much at times kuambia it doesn't kuambia si vibaya it's okay na ni okay but I nanga a big impact sana like if they know deep down how you feel for them you know
yeah okay
and like unajua unaweza kuwa na 2020 last year I've had good so real friends like sana kuambia you're not doing the right thing wanakuambia wewe uko sawa you know go do that thing stop and stuff at times nasikianga like like they are too much but they are like kwako every now and then they're like every killer step una make lazima nakwambia hapo ujafanya vizuri I think that is so nice plus it's so good wana kufanya una move unaona
yeah sure they actually challenge you as he said like the people who just challenge you and you feel wow umse enye unaacha ukifikiria kitu and you're left thinking yeah you know adi kuna mtu tu ameniambia kitu and they're like straightforward and they're like you know you should learn to do this and I'm like I usually take it as the universe speaking through the person anaongea through
they okay understand even no uweze ku
see you it's not about that person it's about the universe is sending a message
na leo umetupia vibe universe
like yeah I'm the child of the universe
like you woke up very early in the morning and she's like ah the universe. But I think it's so in order
yeah
it's spirituality
yeah
okay kwa to spiritual utakuta like kuna vitu una understand zenye mtu mwingine hazi understand
hadi language yako ina change
just
so like you know I'm usually tending to say the universe is usually like listening like it's awake sindio everything is alive it's vibrating sindio and that's why sometimes you hear there's a frequency inoro choro well everything Kameme. Is vibrating and that's why everything is moving right now let's like the trees they're moving you can feel the vibrations you know
yeah.
So I'm like it's listening manze it's alive so the moment I'm saying some things with the word I am I'm spelling for myself so why would I spell something ill on myself after I am so I'm careful whenever I say I am and I'm like anything I say after I am actually being it I am being it because the universe is like oh that's you okay that's it it's listening manze so I'm like it's not I say it's greater rising because morning is usually like morning. So I usually like saying great rising or grand rising. So
okay.
I'm like, yo, great rising, let's say. So when someone says good morning, it's just him saying great rising or hey. and then it becomes a great rising, and you're like, whoa, the rising is great.
Like whatever you have confessed,
it is what it is.
In Akuja.
Yes. You're the same frequency with the universe, so it creates every day. Why would you think you wouldn't create? Like, it creates every day.
Wow. Do you think this needs a blunt?
Yeah, sure. So I don't even love boring my listeners.
Oh.
I love, I liked it naturally. So I am like, I love it flowing. See, I don't love having a plan to eat. Like, you guys should say things like that.
Do you think this needs a blast?
Yeah, you know you, boo. I mean, everything. It's all about being yourself. Cindy,
I love this lie. As in, it's just true. You just being you and you just...
Yes, and this podcast is about that. I'm always like, everyone is open to come and tell their story. I don't mind. Like, this is a community
podcast. We don't judge.
And I don't mind. Like, I really want to do it, so... Guys, this was very nice. E-session. This is my first session this year. And, Manze, you guys have made it a blast. Yes. I told you I like it natural.
You were recording?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah. Actually, my podcast.
So, I love it so natural. And it was nice, Manze. So, many bamba sana. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude.
Adi mimi, like, I don't know. Wow. Umenyanisha ya na vibes fiti sana. And I think I'd want to celebrate you the whole of this year.
Oh my God.
And you are leaving.
But we will connect.
Yes, we will. Do not worry. We will for you guys.
That was a very awesome podcast, man.